This archive podcast is the sole property of the producer of said podcast. It is available for private, non-commercial use only. You may not edit, modify, or redistribute this podcast.
Shalom, and welcome to the Remnant Radio Hour. This is Nitza Moshe from Remnant Remedy, and tonight we are on our last show in the series of Linen Lovers, and we have two special guests with us tonight from KingdomPaths.com, and that is Carmel Masary and Vicki Nunn. Are you there?
Yes, thank you.
Yes, hi, Nitza.
Shalom. And so, Vicki, you are in Wyoming, is that correct?
I am.
And Carmel, you are in California?
Yes, exactly.
Northern California. And right now I'm in Northwest Montana, so this is awesome that we can get together this way. And we would just like for you to start out and let us know, you know, how, first of all, your website, go over that and tell us what it is that you do that people need to know, because this is a special calling for those who are called to dress the Living Stones Tabernacle.
Yes, exactly, Nitza. Thank you. We actually, and the name of our website is KingdomPaths.com. And our actual, the linen manufacturing piece is, the name of that company is Wholesome Vibrations. And one of the reasons that we had decided the linen company was named the Wholesome Vibrations. And then when deciding to name our website, we really wanted something that would be all inclusive of all of the different paths that we have walked and tried and over the years as we strive to walk Torah observant, as we keep Sabbath, as we look for natural and solutions and God-given solutions to problems that we all come across. And so eventually, as we continue to grow and expand, we hope to have a variety of those experiences documented and spreading and helping other people that are looking for solutions or natural solutions and those kind of things, to where we can share all of the different paths and things that we've tried over the years.
Amen. Now, tell me a little bit about how you came up with the word vibrations and your Wholesome Vibrations.
Well, it started back when it was kind of funny. With our mother was a tailor. She's retired now, and she was a tailor for 35 years while raising. She had a little shop in the backyard and next to the house. And she over the years she raised seven children doing that and doing tailoring work. And she had come across, this was a few years ago, probably about three years ago now, and she had come across some wonderful information about linen and the properties of linen. And so she was telling us about it, and she's one of those people that's always looking and trying new things, and, hey, I heard about this, let's try it, you know. And with such a big family, we have lots of guinea pigs, right? So, loved ones, you know.
Yes.
So we have lots of people to try things on, and we all kind of inherited that same spirit from our mother of, hey, it sounds good, let's try this, you know. And so she had it was funny because my sister Vicki was out visiting, and my mother lives near me in California, Northern California. And we had gone up to stay with her while she was in town and having a girl get together. And my mother had tried this linen, and she was really sold on it, and she made sheets for the guest room. And so we climb in bed that night, and it's like, what's going on here? Oh my goodness, what are these? And, but then, you know, it was funny because, you know, 5 minutes later, you're asleep, right?
Right.
And you don't quite, you know, get it. And it's like, well, man, these, they're kind of weird. It's like their texture. This is odd. And then, so we, she asked, well, how did you like them? How did you like them? And we thought, our response was, well, like, well, you know, we slept really good, Mom, but I don't know if that's why, but, you know, it was really good. And so the next night, because we were there for a number of days, the next night, same thing. We crawl in bed and we're having, you know, talk because we, you know, don't always, we live far apart. We don't get to see each other as much. So we're, you know, having pillow talking. Okay, what about this? And talking about our day and all of that. And again, the same thing. We're out like a light and we slept so good. And so the next morning, Mom's, you know, again, asking, well, how did it go? How did it go? And so anyway, the long story short, we were convinced that, wow, this is really, there's really something to this. And we started putting the pieces together and it led us onto the path of wanting to, or making items and trying it out on all the family and with either health conditions or situations or just for everybody, just to improve health. And then it led us to kind of on the path of where we're at now with starting a business and helping to spread the word. And it's funny because it's old. It's nothing new. We in so much believe that this is just a part of the restoration of all things that, that Yahweh is walking us all through and showing us and giving us the tools for better health and well-being.
Amen. And yeah, a lot of people don't realize, you know, they focus so much on what they're taking into their bodies, which they should, but they don't realize that sleeping in linen or wearing linen has to do with your environmental health.
Yeah.
Most definitely.
And that's much overlooked. Well, that's I just always wondered about that, you know, because the more I study about linen and light and energy and the word of God in Genesis 1, it just keeps popping up, you know. The vibrations and the frequencies of energy that he put in everything he created is just amazing.
Yes, indeed.
All right. Well, tell us more about your website because you guys have quite a bit there. What do you, you know, you have a lot of things to offer.
Well, Carmel, why don't you address that? That's
okay.
Probably easier for you to speak to.
Yep. We started with figuring out a way to do the sheets and then, and as I said already, we kind of got this spirit from our mom of, she's one of those, she takes a look at something and says, okay, we can do this or we can figure out that. And so often when I'm talking to people or customers, I get calls from all over the world now with questions and everything. And so often and people will ask, well, can you make this? Or I'm looking for something like this. And I have often used the term, we're kind of like linen MacGyvers. because, you know, and sometimes we've done some R&D and tried to make this product or that product to address a certain problem and it's not working. So it's like, okay, well, we reevaluate, what can we do? How can we make this work? And so a lot of our products are kind of odd or not odd, but unique, I guess would be a best way. And most of our products are really geared towards nighttime use. Because our bodies are already in a restorative pattern and already in that mode. And so surrounding your body in linen while during that, when your body's already in that mode is just even better. And it's a big chunk of time for most of us. So not everybody can wear linen all the time with different needs or business or whatever the case may be. But surrounding yourself and wrapping your body in linen at night is pretty easy for just about anybody to do. And so most of our focus has been on getting linen next to the skin. We make undergarments. We make for both men and women. We make, of course, our sheets. We do nightwear for again both men and women, and so we've really tried to focus on getting the linen next to your skin whenever possible. And a lot of our even for children as well are the getting the undershirts. So, you know, kids of course have many different clothes and many different choices, but getting the linen on under whatever else they're wearing has seemed to be a great benefit. It's funny because some of our loved ones / test subjects, it's funny, the little kids, the funny thing about it is the kids don't quite understand why they're drawn to it. It's more innocent than, they don't understand it, but yet our little ones won't get dressed without their linen. And we have, my mother is blessed with, I think, 18 grandchildren now. And so out of the 7 children, there's 18 grandchildren. And we have lots of little ones to test our products on. And it's funny because they won't, you know, they don't want to get dressed without their linen undershirts. They put themselves, they started right after a week or two of making them their sheets, they would put themselves to sleep at night. It was, you know, a 3-year-old going, okay, mommy, I'm tired, I want to go get in my linen. And that's unheard of, you know, pretty right. much. But even for nap time, it's beautiful. And again, they don't quite understand or why they're pulled or drawn to it. But we're seeing this happen over and over and over again. And some of our ladies that work for us and produce and make and sew for us have made items, excuse me, for their grandchildren. And all of a sudden, the old binky that was the favorite is now, you know, in the garbage. And now they don't go anywhere without their linen binkies. And again, we just see it happening over and over and over again. And it's beautiful. And it's telling us, okay, we're on the right track. Keep going.
Yeah, right. Even my 12-year-old, you know, never used a blankie, but now he wants his linen sheets. I understand. Mm-hmm. And what about, I mean, one of the things I find, and I'm sure that women, especially in their 40s, 50s, 60s, you know, it's good to go take, even a mom, a young mom, to just take a break, go lay down in your sheets, put your feet up and get refreshed.
Yes. Yes.
Most and definitely.
That's one of the perspectives that we've had about the whole linen business. As Carmel was saying, having that linen next to your skin, and we really see that as, and we call them life shields. They help increase the natural energy, the natural vibrations that God breathed into us, and help protect our body, our skin, our largest organ, from the effects of nylons, polyesters, polyester fleece, all kinds of other man-made fabrics that our bodies were really never created to be enrobed in. So I think that is how we see it. It's a shield given to us, you know, by God. And when Yeshua walked the earth, that's what he chose to wear. There was probably a reason in that.
That's right. And then not only were they not supposed to be wrapped in these artificial, harmful fabrics, which, you know, creates all the static for the body, right?
Right.
And then we have the multiplicity problem of our Wi-Fis and, you know, internets and all the different things that's going on the earth with that bad electromagnetic frequency. It just becomes more and more of a problem that people don't even recognize what it is that may be bothering them. And it's yet a very simple solution for many people.
Yes. And I think about so many people with all the trouble that they have falling asleep. And, you know, in many people's homes now, when they're trying to fall asleep, there's some at least one, maybe multiple electronic items that are in that same room with them. Mm-hmm. And all I know is that once people get linen sheets, we have so much anecdotal testimony of how it changed their sleeping patterns and how quickly they fall asleep once their skin is encased in linen. So it's interesting. Absolutely. Very interesting.
Absolutely. So you have sheets. You even have little kits for do you want to sew? And I see.
That's
so you have the clothes.
Things. We do sell the sheets. Yes.
Okay.
We have clothes.
Yeah.
We have a kit of sheets that's already cut for people who want to make their own sheets. Would rather they want the big pieces of fabric. It's helpful to them that it's already cut. It's already all the instructions are in it, and they can buy a kit and make their own sheets. with a considerable savings. We have children's clothes, we have women's clothes, men's clothes, we have massage table sheets, just all kinds of things that are part of getting linen next to the skin. We have liners for underwear, for panties, we have liners for bras, all very sensitive areas of our body that are, for most of us, in contact with some level of polyester on an ongoing basis. And so all kinds of things, as Carmel was saying, that get that restorative property of linen right next to our skin as much as possible.
And I also know that you have socks, because I have a pair, which are really wonderful. You know, you can wrap your feet in them, but if you can get the socks, that is something else to check out there. And in the men's category, you have and some worship products, correct?
Yes, we do. We carry a number of worship products, linen tallits, linen tzitzit. We have a number of different design styles available. And some of our items in the worship area and category are made by some of our contributors and our producers. So basically, how we operate, all of our products are made by Torah observant believers. And it's a requirement for the company that we have that no work, no design, no work, no nothing, no even discussing of work is taking place on the Shabbat. And that's a contract that they sign over and over again with every purchase order that's put through. It's reiterated. But our producers are stay-at-home moms, retired ladies, disabled ladies that are kind of scattered about the country here and there, and that actually are able to work from home to produce the different items for us. And then I kind of manage the website and organize all of the activities and communications and keep it all flowing. So it's a great blessing, not only to all of us and these women who are trying to bring in some extra money for their homes and their families, but that we are blessed and we are committed to paying these wonderful people a living wage, and we're committed to walking in Torah observance. And in running and learning how to operate a business in that category and under those obligations as well, which has been, it's been a beautiful and a fun walk. Vicki and I both come from strong management experience and business experience, but this has been a beautiful experience. And as probably most people know, worldly business doesn't operate the way that kingdom business should be operating. And so it's an ongoing and a learning experience, and that it's been beautiful to have the opportunity to serve God's people and to practice on how business might operate in the kingdom.
Absolutely. And really, one of the things, and this is a perfect category in which we see this growing, is that as the restoration process is growing for Abba's people around the world, and returning to Torah and a Torah lifestyle, and we are having to create, one, out of necessity, and two, because we want to support each other, a Torah economic system, really. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes you can't go out, no matter how much money you paid, you couldn't go out and get something pure and set apart if you wanted to, much less support someone who is trying to honor the Sabbath and walk in his ways.
That's exactly right.
Okay, well, we are going to be coming up, I think, in a minute on a commercial, but before we do that, because I'm waiting for them to load, I see also that you have travel bedrolls, which basically is an adaptation to a sheet when you're traveling, correct?
Yes, and okay. I cannot say enough about them. It's basically, it's an all-in-one. It's a pillow slip, a bottom sheet, and a top sheet. And it rolls up into about a 10x6 roll and travels well in your suitcase. And it allows you to take your linen on the road.
Yeah, that's awesome, because that's the one thing I miss. I have to at least have a linen pillowcase with me when I go. And I also see you. Okay, so you have crib sheets, I've seen, and you guys have been adding to your line, I've noticed, in the last year especially. And you've got towels. And here's the thing that, you know, a lot of hopefully massage therapists and chiropractors and people are catching on, and some people in the hospitals putting their patients on linen sheets or linen fabric.
Yes, exactly. It was funny you mentioned that, because we just did get back from a conference down in Dallas this weekend, and we ran into a couple of people from the medical industry. One gal was a neonatal nurse, I think, and she has been battling with some of the leadership at the hospital to try and bring in linen in some conditions and situations for the babies. And so we had given her some additional information. We gave her some free samples and products to take in, and hopefully, you know, to encourage her fight in that. But it can make a huge difference. And the sleeping on linen, it has restorative properties and benefits. And getting that in or with someone who is struggling, or that is in a less in fighting for vibration, this is huge. Right. One of the things about the massage table sheets, and actually we have a number of we use essential oils and one of the bigger brand names. And so when we started, we've been doing raindrops and all of that for many years now. And when we started doing the linen, it's like, okay, the oils are vibration and the linen is vibration. Let's put them together and see what happens.
Absolutely.
And, you know, the thing, it was so funny, because the first reaction, the first reaction was intense. And what it seemed to do is the linen allowed the oils to be absorbed more deeply. Mm-hmm. So, do you know, after, when you're doing a raindrop afterwards, that recovery time, the recovery time was much greater, because it felt like I jokingly say it's like putting the oils on steroids. It gives them an extra punch, and to where they're felt more strongly. And we've got a number of people that do raindrops. Dr. Stewart that uses, mm-hmm. that wrote the healing oils of the Bible book. He has some of our sheets and loves them, and has felt that they have improved the absorbency. And he uses our massage table sheets, as well as a number of care massage therapists, professionals. It really makes a huge difference. And I wouldn't have, until we tried it, I knew the linen would improve and increase it a little bit, but I was really surprised by the difference.
Absolutely. Well, we're going to go to a break, and we'll be right back after this short message.
Okay.
Listening to Remnant Radio on the Messianic Lifestyle Audio Magazine broadcast, Lamb Radio.
Come and enjoy an enriching half-hour journey of discovery into the scriptures on epic themes of the Bible with host David Oden each Sunday at 10 a.m. Central Time.
And now back to Remnant Radio on Lamb Radio, which promotes the Messianic lifestyle, a lifestyle of hope.
Oh, welcome back. This is Nitsa. And we have our special guests, Carmel and Vicki, with the Linen Lover Series from KingdomPaths.com. And I just wanted to say that I had a lady sometime last year call about her grandchild, and the mother was expecting, and she had to go into the hospital several months before the baby was born. And of course, when you're in a hospital and you're going to invest in sheets or fabric, you know, that's not necessarily the size of sheet or fabric you're going to have when you get home. So I just want to put this out for those that are bedridden long term, and or in this case, this pregnant mother needed to be in the hospital. We do recommend that, you know, try some linen sheets. In this case, I suggested to them, because of the expense, was buy the linen fabric, wash it, lay it, like, you know, lay it on the bed on the sheet. You don't have to finish it. And then when you get home, you can finish making it into whatever it is you need. So that is important. And there, again, I think what I'm working on is getting the machine to measure what happens, you know, when you put a person on that. What happens when you're on a regular mattress and you put cotton, like 100% cotton, between you and your sheets? Because, you know, we do have all those different kinds of fibers and vibrations going on in those mattresses. And so I really want to have the science, which of course I believe is nothing more than knowledge and revelation, what Yahweh created. I really want to get into testing those things so that, you know, we're not just saying these things, even though, you know, if it works and we see changes in people, it would be really nice to measure it and see that it does confirm some things, if that's possible. And I have, I think, located a machine. I just got to follow through on it. So are you guys keeping a record, any kind of record of what it is that you do see?
And not so much, an official record. Almost all of our information is coming from anecdotal experiences. So we take the testimonials, we ask everybody that purchases from us or that shares, or even if they have other experiences, to share those testimonies with us so we can all learn from our experiences. We have found that some, you know, common a theory on linen that mm-hmm. people have put out there, it hasn't necessarily matched our experiences on occasion. Mm-hmm. And so all we can really do, you know, we can't attest to whether that's accurate or not. All we can do is share our stories and our experiences. And one of the funny things, you mentioned that, is I was talking with Rico Cortez and his wife this last weekend. And Rico does a fabulous teaching on linen. Mm-hmm. And so if people, you know, haven't heard that or anything, you can find that on his website. But his wife was telling me they have, and I don't remember what it was exactly, but they actually just recently measured the vibration on their sheets. And they were both surprised by how strong the reading was on the linen sheets versus the regular sheet. And I don't, she told me, I think, what it was. It's some tool or gadget that Rico has that he measured it with. And so we're not scientists. Right. I don't have, you know, the equipment to figure it out. I would love to at some point work in that direction and gain some equipment or something that we can gauge it by. But basically what we use muscle testing often mm-hmm. to check the fabric to see, okay, is this as strong as it should be? And that's something that pretty much is, you know, pretty much straight on. And then we go by experience. We'll try it. We'll use it. Okay, this is, and we seem to have similar and consistent results with it. And so we go with it.
Right. And I think, you know, there's a lot of things going on. I mean, we have such an electrical EMF world today. So, you know, the sheets can help, or linen fabric can help so much. But, you know, if you're next to a smart meter or something, you know, you've got to really educate yourself about these things so that you can kind of understand what's going on. And you might be over a stress zone or a geostress zone, you know, right there in a particular place where your house or your bed is. And, you know, back to just mentioning about the raindrop therapy, you know, really in and of itself, the raindrop therapy, the linen sheets, the oils, all these things work off of vibrational energy that Yahweh created. And we are just now really beginning to have that restored to us and begin to get an understanding. And I know that the next place is going to be understanding the Urim and the Thummim with the stones, and how Father, you know, related information to the Kohen, we're going to see, I keep praying and waiting for the day that we're going to have people who are going to rise up and make the right kind of shoes for our bodies to be grounded. And, you know, gosh, I don't know about you, but I would love to have a pair of OJC sandals that are pure linen. I mean, for those of you who are not old enough to remember those were Jesus Christ sandals, I believe is what we called them, JCs. And I think they were made in India, but they were 100% leather. And, you know, these are things that I believe he's going to restore, because this is all a restorative pattern from the gate where you brought in a lamb, the blood of the lamb, all the way up to the Holy of Holies. And the next thing that we're going to see is this energy or stress management, which is what it's called because of FDA and some other issues. But it has to do with understanding the light and the energy that Yahweh created and put in us. And I think that all of this is working together for the remnant to understand and begin to walk in the two great companies of the witnesses. So that is amazing.
And I agree. One of the things that we tell people when they're talking about linen and would it impact their life, would it increase their health or the health of their children, a lot of times we'll say, you know, everything, every single thing comes down to choice, choose life. And so if you are comparing wearing linen made from a living plant to wearing polyester made from dead dinosaurs, it becomes really easy to see that, yes, the living thing might be more aligned with choosing life and having those vibrations, which we would call that vibration that you're talking about, life, right?
Right. Well, yeah, actually, I found and discovered, which I hope to do soon, it is all in Genesis 1, 1, 2, and 3. It boils down to Devar, the word, which, you know, is that life and vibration that was given to us. So absolutely.
His word is alive.
That is the truth. And we are discovering how much so.
Mm-hmm.
What would, if you would, you know, I find that each linen lover has, you know, there's a lot of things in common, but it seems like everyone gets a real gold nugget that's just a little different of a facet that Father shined and reflected to them regarding things spiritually and physically that they've learned about linen or that they just love about linen. Do you all have anything to share like that?
Well, I guess I'll start, Carmel. The thing that probably amazed me the most is, you know, for so many years, we've all said the scripture, we've quoted the scripture that God provides everything we need for life and godliness. And I think I, as many others, might have originally taken that more spiritually. He provides the blood of Yeshua. He provides, you know, his word. He provides the Holy Spirit, everything I need for life and godliness. And yet, what really surprised me and has increasingly surprised me is how much the physical things that he created also, like you were saying, Nitza, teach us about godliness, even though they're in the physical. And I think that it amazed me when I realized that linen was part of the restoration of all things, and that included, it was included in one of the things that he provides for life, for godliness. And so I think for me, that was one of the eye-opening things, one of the things that changed how I viewed the world. You know, it's much easier now to see that bees also have a role to play, or, you know, whatever you want to say, in the physical. I think that in many of our walks, it can be, or maybe even was at some point, a lot more spiritualized. And what I am finding is that so many physical things also teach me about the Holy One. So I guess that would be mine.
Amen.
I think I would probably say very similar. I think what it has done, it is made it more real for me, made it much more, yes, from the jump from the spiritual to the physical, and made me much more aware of every aspect of life that Yahweh is there. That every I guess that probably just that he is there in everything. There is everything that is good. Let me rephrase that. Everything that is good that you see him in, and that he is a part of all of this. And the beautiful thing, and you know, we travel to conferences and we talk to people and we meet people, and a lot, mostly, I would say a huge messianic following and interaction. And it's beautiful to see that we're all kind of walking in the same path. You know, everybody is doing essential oils. Everybody is, kind of learning and re-looking at these things, and that they've been introduced recently to linen, and they're taking a look at it. And all so many of these other natural health treatments versus pharmaceuticals. So many of these different things that we are also, that's another path that we've recently been researching and exploring. We had some illness in the family, and kind of everybody jumped in and started doing research and found some natural solutions that made a huge difference, and that were, one of my sisters was diagnosed with cancer, and after doing a number of these natural remedies, she is cancer-free now, and in a matter of 3 to 4 months. So there's so many different things that God and that Yahweh is opening our eyes to, and this is, and it's all connected, but they're all, you know, so much of a part of each other, and that he is showing us and guiding us on this walk. So I would say very similar. It's giving me new insight and a new way of looking at everything around me.
Well, amen. And, you know, as we enter into the trials of Jacob, we have to come out of the system. And I was just in a training in Colorado, and it's the next step of the energy balancing, which I would have never looked at if I had not understood linen and oils and, you know, the light that is created in Genesis. But there was a lady there who had breast cancer, and I believe it was in 3 to 4 months, and you know, with a good diet and with some energy balancing and understanding what was going on, they're using this to heal people. And Father wants us to be able to have this, because we're not going to just run to the doctors, especially when things become extremely difficult. So if we can learn this now and learn how to tap into what he's created for us, that will be wonderful.
And I think you made a great point, Nitza, and that's that so much of this builds on other parts. What we have found is that as our diets have been improving, moving to more raw food, moving to more, you know, obviously moving away from anything that's GMO, as we've been in the linen, as we have been taking more fermented food, increasing our water intake, being careful about what types of water and making sure our water is clean, all of those things seem to set foundations for the next level that he reveals. And as he reveals that next level, it becomes more and more effective. So to me, it seems like it truly is choose life or choose death. And the further you go in the territory of life, the more effective all the things of life are. And inclusive of, you know, the different light therapies, all the different things that are there. So I don't know, we serve a great and wonderful God, and he sure is smart about how he is approaching all of this restoration, one stone at a time.
Amen. And, you know, I try to get people to visualize, because this really made a big difference for me. If we were to walk into the tabernacle, into the Mishkan, you know, would we take in bacon and lay it on the table? Would we take in trash? You know, we have to get a visual of what are we doing to our bodies? What are we letting enter into our mouths and through our skin and through our nose and ears and eyes? And it really is a literal, people really have to get, we are literally light beings that he created with his light. And we really are a living stones tabernacle. They found that we have quartz-like substances in our blood and in our fluids and our body, but we really truly are these vibrating stones. And so it is real important. And I know when I want to slip off, you know, and go in the wrong direction, because it is so hard today, you know. I mean, yes, you can, even when you're buying, you know, a piece of fruit and it looks wonderful on the outside and there's just not right on the inside. I mean, there's just so much going on with our food. Even when you're trying to make a good choice, it is so important. And which, by the way, raw food, it really does work because of the vibrational enzymes and energy that's in them. So that is, you know, something that we definitely need to take into account. We got one more short break and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Remnant Radio on the Messianic Lifestyle Audio Magazine broadcasts, Lam Radio.
Join Benjamin Howling with Maria Williams each Sunday evening at 7 p.m. on Messianic Lam Radio, your Messianic lifestyle station.
The enemy will fall in the name of Yeshua. In the battle comes.
And now, let's rejoin the hosts of Remnant Radio here on Lam Radio, where the focus is on a lifestyle of hope.
Well, shalom and welcome back. This is the Remnant Radio Hour. This is Nitza Moshe, and we are on the Linen Lovers series, and our special guests tonight are Vicki Nunn and Carmel Masary from KingdomPaths.com, and we encourage you to check out their website. And Vicki, do you want to, maybe we can talk a little bit about why you think it's so important for the Remnant Bride to understand and embrace and linen in particular?
Oh, sure. Well, I think that for me, we are told that the bride will be spotless. We are told that she'll be without wrinkles. So I'm not sure exactly how the wrinkle works with linen. No, I'm just joking. But the point is that as God is restoring all things, he is going to purify the bride. He tells us that we will have purification from the standpoint of trials that we'll go through. He tells us that he will restore in the latter days a pure language, and there won't be anything that isn't of him in us. And we all understand that spiritually, that has to be true, that when we actually meet our groom, that God will have accomplished his purpose. He will have conformed us to the image of Christ, and our mind and our heart will be in agreement with God. I think many, many, many believers, even non-Torah observant believers, believe that. I think the thing that is different is that Torah observant believers believe that we also will physically be living like Christ lived when he walked this earth, that we won't be eating bacon like you were talking about. I don't know that we would have, you know, monkey pus vaccinated into us. There are a lot of things that we wouldn't necessarily do as a separation from this world. And so to me, the move toward linen is a God-given protection of our health. I would say also the move towards pure wool. I mean, any of these pure fabrics, but linen, right, and virgin wool in particular because of their high vibration. And that it's a protection of our health. It helps. It's a God-given protection. And I'll again point out that when God lived on the earth, what we are told is that he wore linen. And so it does not surprise me that as he restores all things, that these alternative methods of maintaining our health, and I would say even more than maintaining our health, but moving into abundant health, are going to be unlocked for us. And I'm excited about it. I think every time we go somewhere, we talk to another believer, we get a testimonial back. You know, we're sharing, our website is devoted to education on these issues. And so we're sharing everything we know, but we learn so much from our customers that share their testimonials, what's happening with them, what they just found out. And it has been marvelous to meet so many God-fearing believers who are searching for more insight from their Creator about how their feet hit the dirt, how their life plays out, how they walk before Him, and actually are becoming a set-apart remnant, holy to God. And that is a miracle. That that could ever happen with any of the children of Adam is a miracle. And the fact that we're living to see at least part of that at this point is, you know, glory be to God.
Amen. Well, and the battle is raging because really, if you think about it, just as the father, the Maccabees, I can't think of his name right now, the Kohen, you know, they wanted him to defile the temple. And with vaccinations and clothing and food and our air, they want our bodies, which are the living stones in the tabernacle of the living God, to be defiled. And so we are having to stand up, and we get persecution for it, you know, regardless of what it is. It doesn't have to be just linen. It could be vaccinations, pure food, whatever. It's, you know, the dark gets darker and the light gets lighter. And so we are getting ready for this battle. And Father is going to show the difference between his people. You know, there's going to be light in Goshen. So
That's true.
Carmel, did you want to share there?
No, just to not, I mean, very similar to what Vicki had already stated. We have to be set apart, and we are surrounded by darkness on all sides, and it becomes more and more in everything, in every decision that we make, in every step that we take. There's a choice, and it's life or death. And that, to me, has become so much more obvious, that truly is what it all comes down to. And that those decisions is showing whether we are and willing to be set apart or not. And it's taking those stands when everybody around you is saying, oh, come on, give me a break. That's not, you know, oh, that's nothing. And, you know, it's important.
Yes. Well, I'm excited. I know the day's coming. It may seem long off, but the day is coming that there's going to be corporate vibrations with linen. I mean, right now, if each person returns to him, returns to his ways, endeavors to walk in, you know, his Moedim and, you know, eat correctly and get our bodies clean and undefiled, of course, the vibrational energy and life and light, which is part of his word, lives through us. And then when we take those individual stones and put them all together corporately in linen, wow.
Exactly.
That's
going to be exciting. And now, Nisa, how long have you wear linen mostly as in garments?
I try most of the time since 2007. It depends on the time of the year, what I'm doing, because I am in Northwest Montana. I haven't figured out all the answers. If I'm not in linen, I'm in cotton or cotton linen. And unless, of course, you know, there's times like hunting and times of the year when I just haven't found something warm enough, depending on what I'm doing, if I'm outside. But that is my goal. And wow. My biggest overcoming is the bra. You know, I mean, I've had linen ones made for me. I've done them, but I don't find, I'm still thinking maybe there's something we should do with wrapping. And then, you know, there are Jewish sisters who share stuff with me that says, well, we're supposed to be more free for our lymphatic and everything. And I'm like, well, that's great, but I'm still having a problem overcoming some of this. I overcame the underwear thing because that's really easy. I wear skirts 90% of the time. So I always have linen you know, shorts or pants on. And I have found that if you, you know, put the padding, you don't really need underwear. You just layer. So, but I haven't overcome that top part yet, really.
Yes. Well, we have a new product, so you'll have to check it out. And we call it a half cami. And basically what our goal has been, not to recreate the wheel, because every woman has her favorite bra and we're never going to find something that works for everybody. So we have really geared our efforts more towards inserts and liners. Right. And what our half cami does basically is give you, you wear it under your bra and it gives you complete coverage from the bra except for the strap area. And so it gets all of the important tissue surrounded in linen, and a light linen that is, you can't even feel it's there. And it really helps with any heat rashes issues or any other challenges. It keeps you cool. It wicks moisture. And it really can make a huge difference. And so yeah, I would encourage you to check that out. But it really is true that one of the things, and I've been in linen 24/7 for about 3 years now. And I have to say it is the most comfortable of fabrics. And everything from the, you know, similar, again, the undergarments, you can, there's ways to get around it. Again, we make liners that work very well, that get the important areas covered in linen. And again, not creating the wheel, because every woman has her style she prefers, but that allows them to wear the style they want, but yet to get linen where they need it. And so we've had improved, all kinds of improved conditions, both for men and women, from wearing and using either the linen undergarments, basically. And but back to the linen overall, it's the most comfortable of fabrics. I used to wear a lot of different fabrics and unfortunately a lot of polyester. And I have over the last 3 years, as I've continued to, because it takes some time, you build your wardrobe. And I have continued to get rid of old things. But the funny thing is I don't, because I've been in linen for so long now, I don't notice it so much when I put it on, but you try taking it away from me.
Right.
And I can really tell. And the funny thing is I tried to put on an old wardrobe item a few months ago. And I'll tell you, it was a polyester. And within just a matter of minutes, my skin and my body are so accustomed now to the linen, within minutes I was itching and my skin was crawling from trying to put on the polyester. And it was really, I was amazed at how strong the reaction was. And but it's consistent with some of the stories and testimonials that we get from our customers and the experiences that our family members have reported, that your body craves it. You really start, you're drawn to it. Again, we see that in the children. We see that in the elders. They might not be aware of why or what it is, but it's like, okay, I want that blanket. I want the linen blanket, not that old one. And we see that over and over again. And it really, it does make a difference in our bodies. Even to muscle test it, it makes a huge difference. And I haven't slept in anything but linen since the first night I wore my linen nightgown. It is that much of a difference with sleep patterns and restorative rest.
Yeah, absolutely. And really that drawing is a resonating of the cells in your body with the frequencies in the linen or the oils. That's the same way oils work, you know. So absolutely. And I have, you know, when I layer, I do wear a camisole under, but I would like to get away from totally, you know. Sure. The other things. So again, this is Carmel and Vicki from kingdompaths.com. Please don't forget to check out and go to their websites. And before we leave, do you all have some conferences or places where you're going to be where people can maybe meet up with you?
We just completed, we were just in Dallas for the Revive Conference this last weekend. And we had a tentative, but I don't know that we have anything else coming up for this year. We'll be going and attending Sukkot, but I don't know that we're displaying anywhere. We tend to do one or two conferences a year. And next year, I think we're planning to attend. We frequently go to the Love for Israel conference up in the Northwest, in Portland, Vancouver area, and have gone to various conferences around the country. And I think next year, the big one we'll try to attend is the Revive conference in Jacksonville, Florida.
Right.
So in June next year. So we try to spread it out a little bit and get out there and meet new people.
Well, good. Hopefully we'll get to see you again out there. I did meet you, Carmel, last year. I'm not sure that I met Vicky. And I got to speak to your mother last year at LFI in Portland.
Yes.
So she was a great lady to speak to and learn from. That was awesome. Well, we just want to thank you for being here, and we hope that people will go check you out because you guys have a lot to offer the body. Haha, pun intended. And again, this will be posted in a few days so people can listen to it at listening convenience, and eventually it'll get over to our website at remnantremedy.net, and then we will be hopefully airing it on Hebrew Nation. So we just thank you, and we thank Messianic Lamb Radio, who are so awesome, just a wonderful staff of people that we work with, and Mark David Smith and Susan and everyone. And we just thank you all, for everyone involved, for being vessels for the living God and serving and walking together for the restoration of the kingdom. Thank you and bless you all.
Thank you,
Nita.
Shalom.
Shalom.